previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
David Guetta and Kelly Rowland on Algoa FM, and When Love Takes Over.
When love takes over, and particularly when you have a backdrop like some of the pics that have come through on Telegram, Nicholas, that is absolutely, it's just splendorous. It's from Dispatch, sending pics through of the sunrise, as well as Leonie from her bedroom window in Parsons Hill, my neck of the woods. And Andy, sent through the sunset from last night.
Wow.
There were those cirrus cumulonimbus clouds. Looks beautiful. And Andrew are out in Yellow Sands, just outside East London. Andrew, funny enough, we actually have guests from your part of the world this morning who are going to be experiencing perhaps one of the most exquisite sunrises, sunsets
for a good couple of days. Speaking of which, Lee, imagine waking up to these beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and not just anywhere in the world, but on an island, kind of.
Yes.
Do you remember this moment on Algoa FM not so long ago?
Here we go. Hazel, Fergus, Carla, you are three finalists. If your phone rings now,
I'm going to be just as surprised along with you, because I don't know.
Got the right number.
Hello?
Hazel?
Is
it Hazel?
Oh, no. This is awesome.
Congratulations, Hazel. Oh, Luck. That's your surname as well? Hazel Luck?
Yes. Oh, geez.
Hazel? You have won a 7-night all-expenses-paid trip to Mauritius with a partner, courtesy of Algoa FM. How do you feel?
Oh, God, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. Thank you. Thank you, Algoa. Thank you. It's just awesome. It's been on my bucket list for many years.
Ah, gosh.
Lee, stop
Hazel,
crying. Lee, stop crying, please.
You'll notice that I didn't speak much during that moment, because I couldn't. I was completely choked up, and it would seem that I'm having a repeat. I mean, you're right here in front of us, and just listening to that again makes me so emotional.
Well,
and having met you now and chatted to you.
It's official. Oh. Hazel, good morning. Welcome to the Algoa FM studio. You are a winner. Off to Mauritius.
Good morning. I'm so glad and happy to be here. Honestly, thank you so much.
You know what?
It's such a small word. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You were such a wonderful contestant. I mean, even initially, I don't know if you remember the very first time we called you as a finalist. I think you thought you actually won the way you were going on.
Yes.
The first time.
You have to stop you. Just say, Hazel, you didn't actually win. You're a finalist.
She jumped the gun.
Listen, we have to paint the picture for the listener. So first of all, Hazel is here not on her own, but with her friend Eileen,
who is her sister Eileen,
who's going to be traveling with her.
Yeah.
And they've got their Hawaiian garlands on. Hazel has blue streaks. You know, she came in with the cutest pink hat, and they're just so excited. It was just so festive.
I have to ask this question. Hazel, did you know immediately you're taking with you?
She did.
Yes, I knew immediately.
Eileen, was it a difficult question to answer?
She actually prepared me, and I thought, well, these things are always a dream. So we had just left Margaret from vacation.
Yeah.
And she phoned me. She said, Eileen, we're going to Mauritius. I thought, what? I said, really? Eileen, you have a good life. She said, Eileen, I won. I said, oh, my soul. I said to my husband and my children in the car, I'm going to Mauritius. My husband said, I didn't give you permission.
Listen, fantastic. Listen, Hazel, while we have you, tell us where you're from, just for our listeners who don't know.
I'm from East London.
Okay.
I stay out in a little small holding out of East London called Qualecha.
Qualecha, yeah.
Yes, and I've been there since 1975 in that area, and I'm still there. So
there's a river there, right?
No, we are inland.
Inland,
side,
okay.
Yes, we're inland. Qualecha's also on the seaside.
Yeah, I often go there for the run, for a big run every year.
He doesn't run.
The surface challenge.
He doesn't run. He works. He compares on the mic. He's not running. Hazel, your surname is Luck. I mean, how has that worked out for you over the years? Have you found that you've been lucky over the years?
I must admit, I have had won a few things. I actually won a holiday to the caboose.
No ways.
In Knysna. We chose Knysna instead of Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
Hazel. How could you choose Knysna over Port Elizabeth?
Because, you know, I've never traveled the Eastern Cape, you know, so Knysna always sounded so interesting. And I've been to Port Elizabeth. My son did Technicon here. So, and I have family down here too as well. And I thought, well, you know, it was actually quite a sad moment, but also a happy one, because it was just a couple of months after we lost our eldest son.
Okay.
And so, you know, it was to get out, a bittersweet, but it was lovely. It was really, I made a donation to the children's fund for... Who was Elise? Was still on, I think.
Yeah, Elise Fish.
Elise Fish.
Yeah. Okay.
And she sent me a message to say I had won a 7-day holiday to.
That's incredible.
So last year we did a fundraising for our church in August, and I won a beautiful pamper hamper from Sorbet.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know I've.
Yeah. So luck's been on your side.
That surname has worked well for you.
But very far and few between, mind you.
Listen, I have to ask this question. What are you most looking forward to when you're on the island, when you're in Mauritius?
Are you guys going to veg out at the beach? Are you going to try some local foods at the markets? Are you going to scour some lovely little haunts for novelties or curio? What are you doing?
Everything.
Cocktails have got to be on the list.
Oh, well, of course. And maybe this will be a turning point for her, because she's not into alcohol or anything like that.
Okay, so an iced tea for Eileen.
But I like cocktails.
Well,
I
do have to say, Hazel, the blue streaks were perhaps the dead giveaway. I did reckon you were the cocktail girl out of the pair.
Listen.
Hazel, you're giving it all away.
So your bags are all packed. You're ready to go. Well, it's happening soon. It's this weekend, I think. You go. There's the bag. There's the Algoa FM suitcase. I mean, listeners were prompted when they heard the zipper going. They had to enter the competition. There's the suitcase right next to you. Mm. Courtesy of Algoa FM. And you feel the weight. It's a bit heavy.
And it's got your name on the tag as well, Hazel.
Yeah. Oh,
printed for you.
I don't know if you want to perhaps... Corndog?
Very important part of this trip.
Okay, producer Corndog is doing something.
Tickets. The tickets are in the bag.
Okay.
So, Hazel, no cocktails until you get to Mauritius, please. We don't want you losing the tickets.
Are we opening the bag? Yes,
we go. That's a big bag. Huh?
Yeah.
It's red and it's very hot.
What's in there?
Gosh.
Look at all of this.
Is it okay?
Some awesome Algoa FM goodies.
Gracious me.
Well,
so there's some caps. What else have we got here? Corn?
Looks like power banks.
Power banks.
Cocktail glasses.
You guys are sorted. I mean, I don't think you need to take your own luggage with. Everything's here in the Algoa FM case, the bag.
There's a whole summer set. What is in the summer set?
Are the tickets there? Did you find
the
tickets?
That's the most important.
Oh, there we go. There are the airline
tickets.
Thank you so much.
Wow, look at that.
That is awesome.
That is it. That's the prize in your hand right there, Aldine.
Okay, can I open it?
Hazel?
Oh, my goodness me.
Open it up. You see it? It's all real.
In a special bag,
It's a traveling bag. Look at that.
Wow. Listen,
absolutely.
Okay, massive. My sister, here's one for you.
Hazel doesn't know where to begin.
Lucky packet.
Flight accommodation, transfers, itinerary. Algoa.
Listen, let me tell you, ladies, something. I've done a little bit of research and I've discovered that Mauritius has no water crisis. No load shedding, and their economy is in wonderful shape. So please go all out. Enjoy yourself to the full. Have a bath. In fact, if you can, bring us back some water.
Listen, we're going to have to wrap it there. Thanks so much for popping in.
I do have two very, very quick messages for you coming through on Telegram. One is from our dear Wayne. who is not on so much of a holiday, but we're thankful that he is recovering, and it looks like he's going to be back with us soon. He says, congratulations, Hazel. Absolutely well deserved. Enjoy it. And then a message to us. I don't even know if I want to go yet.
Go there.
He's still annoyed that we didn't organize that he actually won the trip. And then there's one coming through from Barbara Hutting. Barbara says, please congratulate Hazel on winning. I know Hazel from years ago when we attended Compassionate Friends meetings together. Well done. Enjoy every moment.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Love you. God is great.
Okay, enjoy the trip, guys. And congratulations, Eileen, as well. Thank you for popping in, guys.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you so
bye-bye.
Much. Thanks, Carlton. Thanks, Lee.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.